Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast. From the 2023 Houston Auto Show, welcome to the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Coming up, we have a special guest in the In Wheel Time remote studio today. Conrad has the events calendar and later, a look at the stories making automotive news headlines. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Bars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin.
We do.
Always. And the fabulous and famous David Ainsley, our chief engineer. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us today. We're so glad to be at this year's 2023 Houston Automotive Show, because down at the other end of the line are the boats. I've not been down there yet. Actually, I haven't been anywhere except here.
I'm going fishing.
So Jeff's going to be fishing for trout.
He's fixing dinner.
I'm going to order a submarine.
And
I'm not talking a sandwich.
Get a yellow one.
I'm not talking a sandwich.
So
underwater.
We have some very special guests here from Nissan. And if Steve Parrott is not actually listening right now, he is going to get a copy of this interview, okay?
Twice.
And you'll find out why later. You're going to love this story. Can't wait to tell it. But I can't tell it on the air because it's a little bit risque.
So is David.
I have known Steve Parrott, who is the media and PR guy for Nissan. Did you know that Steve Parrott was an actual former news person? Okay, you knew that. So you go back a ways as well.
Yeah.
And so when Steve first got the job with Nissan, he came to town and invited me to breakfast. I was working over at Channel 2 at the time. And we went to breakfast, and I don't know what happened, but somehow, you got to hit it off with somebody. I hit it off with Steve, and we formed this friendship. And I'd moved on, did other things, went drag racing for a while, and it was an interesting conversation that I had with Steve, because I baited him into this conversation, and you can only imagine what that was like, because it was over
the
phone.
Don't want to.
No, you'll find out. I think I may have already told you the story. But anyway, so the ladies from Nissan are here, and I'm so excited.
This is Kelly McComb.
Kelly.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Likewise.
Where do you live?
I live in Charleston, South Carolina.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
I know. I've never been.
Oh, well, you have to come visit.
Well, I know, but everybody else goes there.
That's true.
I mean, it's from what I understand, it's an absolutely fabulous place.
They're not wrong.
Yeah. So do you travel with the Nissan bunch during these?
Yes. So I have the privilege of doing both auto shows as well as trade shows for our fleet division.
Oh, my God. So you're gone all the time.
Yeah, you're never home.
It's a lot of travel.
Yeah. Are you married?
I'm not.
Do you have children?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to set the stage here for everybody.
Right.
So those that are listening and not watching, beautiful young lady, and I will say that, not in a mean way, but it's a pleasure to meet you guys. Anyway, so let's talk about the Nissan booth, what's on display down there. You know, Steve brought, for a group of us journalists, a gathering of Nissans at a special place here in town. It was a very private event to show some of the new product that was coming out at the time, including the new Z and the redone truck.
Frontier.
And also got to see the Pathfinder. And there was an electric.
The Aria.
Aria. So he brought all that to town. And it was really cool because it was a very exclusive event. And I truly enjoyed that. And I assume that you've got at least one or two of those vehicles down there in your booth.
We have all of those that you just mentioned.
Oh, good.
We do. So we're showing off several different areas, if you will, within our display. So the brand new Z, we have the Z Garage Tour set up. We have two Pathfinders on display. We have a Platinum, which is going to be your fully loaded luxury version. Then we have a Rock Creek Edition, which is going to be a little bit more for overlanding, off-roading, all of those fun family adventures. And then we also have two brand new Frontiers, a Pro 4X, and then we also have a Pro 4X that's showcasing all the new Nismo off-road parts and accessories.
Cool.
So a lot of really fun stuff. And then I don't want to forget the Aria, which is brand new.
Listen, that thing is just strikingly beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't wait to drive one. If you ever have a press fleet back where we could drive them.
I'll pass along the message.
Hint.
Sounds like a request.
Yes, it does. It's so much fun to drive. I've spent a lot of time in the Aria. I had the pleasure of training our team last summer at corporate on the Aria, and I've ordered one myself, so I'm sold on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous vehicle.
It's
truly
stunning.
Is.
Oh, it really is.
It really is. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I went to California, and I visited the design house out there, and wow, I was truly impressed. Mars, did you ever go out there to that?
Yeah, made one trip out there.
Yeah. I was really impressed. These guys have got their act together. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Ralph Gilles with Stellantis.
Yes.
It's that kind of cutting edge, cool, younger people, not a bunch of old, stodgy old men
in
there. You can relate to that, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Yes. Well, we all do. But it was cutting edge, and there were only certain parts of the design center that we could go into.
Sure.
And, but it was thoroughly impressive, and they had a couple of things that they showed us there and their thought process of how they design vehicles. And, you know, when you think of Nissan, of course, you know, that's a Japanese company. And you think that everything comes from Japan. Well, not all the designs come from Japan, because here we are in America, and there are a lot of vehicles that are built by these worldwide global manufacturers that don't relate to us here in the U.S. Right. They wouldn't sell them here.
Right.
And they do design them here. They build them sometimes here. It's truly a remarkable integration of design and company, I think.
Yeah, it really is. And one thing I will say about Nissan design is they redesigned or introduced a total of 10 vehicles in the span of 20 months. So we've been showcasing a lot of new at the auto shows for the last year and a half.
Well, good. I'm glad that you brought them here.
We did.
Because we can't get them in the press fleet, so this is it.
Now, this is where we get to show them off at the auto shows. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I will say this, that I was invited to press day here. Did you come to press day?
I did not. I was flying in from another show, I believe, so I missed it, but I heard it was great.
I don't know.
Steve was here.
Because I was flying. I know. I miss Steve as well.
Yeah, I waved.
But I'll give him a call, and you tell him that Ray Ray said hi.
I will.
Oh, boy.
Ray Ray.
Oh, boy.
You have to use those words, and he'll get it.
Yeah.
Because I've asked him on several occasions throughout the years. I said, do you ever get the hellos that I send through? Oh, yes, I do. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's my counter personality.
Alter ego.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll see him in Chicago.
Oh, you'll see him
in a couple
Chicago.
Weeks. Yeah, that's
no
another
doubt.
Big show.
So tell him that Ray Ray said hi.
Will do.
I'm sorry that I missed him. Yeah. So I want to talk about the Aria.
Okay.
The new electric.
Yes.
Is it available yet?
So the Aria reservations that were made in 2021 and 2022, those reservations for the front-wheel drive models, those began fulfillment last week of December.
They began fulfillment.
That's right. So they fulfilled the reservations that were made back then. So that process is still happening. The all-wheel drive models, namely with the e-Force all-wheel drive and the dual motors, those will begin delivery later this year. But they're coming in. They're definitely in production now. People are taking delivery. I got the phone call for mine to go pick it up, but I'm traveling show to show right now, so it's going to have to wait a couple more weeks.
Are they built in Japan?
Yes, they are.
Where?
That I would have to get back to you on.
No, yeah.
It's a little island off the coast of China.
Where? Yeah, what?
It's an island off the coast of China.
That's where they're being built.
Thank you for that.
Magellan.
Okay. All right. Well, all I can tell you is that for folks that don't know about the Aria, you really need to go and look online about the Aria. Because I'm sure that the dealers are dying for one in the showroom, but you can't get them.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. As I mentioned, mine is sitting there, and they were kind enough to hold it for me.
Yeah, and they're showing it to everybody.
Exactly.
And you've got the little kids running in and out of it, and you're thinking, well, they're going to have pin marks on the seats.
Yeah. They promised to keep it locked, but it is in the showroom outside of the elements, but I think it's perfect advertising for them.
Yeah.
And a trout in the trunk.
Yeah, come see Kelly's
trout
power.
In the trunk from the automotive show.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what about the other, the Frontier struck me as way overdue for a redo.
Yes.
And they did okay on this
Absolutely.
One.
Yeah. People love the redesign. The thing is, you know, it was such a great truck for so long, and they were still selling like hotcakes, even at the age that they were of that generation.
Right.
They didn't see a need to redesign it. They kept pushing it out. So redesign is here. It has not only a brand new look, it's got loaded up with all the safety features. It has a new engine and new transmission. So it really is an all-new truck inside and out.
Well, I look forward to reviewing it because it's out of my mind. Well, you don't see them. I don't get to drive them. How am I supposed to know, you know?
I will pass along the word.
Yeah. The other thing they've got over there is their Nismo components.
Correct.
You know, Steve was talking about those. It's something new that you can get from Nissan now.
Yes.
So when you go in to buy your truck, you know, you want the spotlights, you want the roll bar, you want there's a platform. There's all kinds of things that taking the what they've done on the Z with the Nismo and the performance aspect and kind of use that same idea with the truck component.
They sure have. So we're debuting that at this show here in Houston, all the Nismo parts and accessories that we have available for the Frontier. But as you mentioned, the Z, back at SEMA, back in November, we debuted all the parts and accessories available for the new Z as well, the Nismo parts and accessories. So these are all components that are covered under warranty. They're available at the local dealerships through the parts and service department.
David wants to know about the GTR and the Z.
Yeah.
His son's looking for one.
Okay. So the GTR is our supercar. It is incredible. It has 585 horsepower, and it comes with a price tag of $113,000.
Chump change for you, David.
Yeah.
But each engine is handmade by Takumi in Japan. It is all-wheel drive. So when you compare it against other supercars, it's a fraction of the price. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The Corvettes are going for $113,000.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. So might as well get a very limited production vehicle, something really special.
Is it limited production?
It is.
Yes. Is it available now, or can you order it now?
Yeah, so these days it's typically an order item. They make less than 2,500 globally each year, so very special. You don't see too many GTRs
I've never seen one.
Oh, so we got to change that.
With the hand-built components, do they turn them out pretty quick? I mean, it's not like a two-year waiting period?
Right. So how it is you have it's either four or five Takumi on rotation in a hermetically sealed room building these engines, so it's a process. And Takumi means craftsman, master craftsman in Japanese. But yes, it's not, you don't typically wait, you know, 2 years. I don't know what the exact lead time is, but that's never been the case with the GTR because it's kind of a special order item as it is. And I know you mentioned earlier the Z. So the Z is brand new for 23. We do have one on display here.
But you don't have one in the press fleet. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my Tourette's acting up again.
You said that out loud.
Keep bringing it up like it's my fault. I'm going to walk away with so much guilt.
As you should.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So, no, the Z is here. Very excited to showcase it. Starts at $40,000, which is a great price for a true sports car.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 400 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque.
And For 40 grand.
For 40 grand.
I mean.
And it's 6-speed manual. So we do have a 9-speed automatic transmission as well. But the manual, you know, can't pass that up with a true sports car. Rear-wheel drive, they lightened the vehicle as well. So in theory, this is the best performing Z yet.
Now, do you know how to drive a standard?
I learned when I was about 15 years old, really just because I was excited to drive anything. I would need a refresher.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Well, we'll all volunteer for that.
Okay.
I'm a 6-speed manual guy, my Corvette, my old Corvette. But, you know, I don't know how much longer my knee will hold up on that clutch side. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. You got like a rock crusher clutch and
right, yeah.
All kinds of stuff
exactly.
In there.
Well, we have the paddle shifters on the 9-speed automatic. And the GTR actually has a dual clutch gearbox with the paddle shifters.
Yeah.
It can actually shift faster than humans
can. And listen, I have experienced that, and I agree with you 100%. So if that kind of transmission's available, that's what I'm going for.
That's what you're looking for.
Oh, my gosh. That thing is scary fast.
It is.
And the way it shifts, bam, bam, bam. I mean, it's there.
It really is.
Certainly better than you can do.
Well, I mean, a lot of the automatics and stuff, performance cars, you know, you buzz them up there to a 6,000 red line.
We wouldn't know about that.
But I mean,
we know that you would, Mars.
Well, so, theoretically, if you push it to 6,000 and you pull the trigger on it,
it's
doing 6,800 before it actually makes the shift.
On the ramp.
And your engine's tacking out. And anyway, So that's a good thing.
Yes. Yeah, we have the Synchro Rev Match on the new Z. Also, for the first time, launch control on both the automatic and manual transmissions.
I like launch control.
Where is the Nissan booth located here?
So if you head towards the boat show or one of the last booths you'll see before you,
are you in the back?
Venture into the booth. No, we are towards the front entrance just behind Acura.
Okay.
Which will be down towards Hall D, in that direction.
That sounds correct. Yeah.
Nobody knows Hall A, B, and C.
Well, if you're looking at the signs
up
front,
we don't care
follow the carpet.
Yeah, that. Just follow. Yeah.
There you go.
Follow the yellow brick road. But it's a big display with the trucks and everything.
Walk in the door and make a left.
Yep. There you go.
Have you been here before?
I have. I've only been here once. It was 2019, and we were having a ride and drive activation I was part of.
Okay.
It was fun.
That's when it was still inside.
Hopefully we won't have any more tornadoes or flooding rains, which we're going into a rainy period. And so where are you headed off to next? Chicago?
I actually have to head to Philly tomorrow night. Philly actually started today, I believe, was the first day of the show, yesterday or today. So there's a heavy overlap right now in our schedule. So I will be heading there with some other folks tomorrow night as soon as the show wraps, and we'll be in Philly. I'm home for about 2 days and then off to Chicago.
Have you ever heard of Parking Wars?
I have not.
It's on A&E.
Oh.
It's about a 10-year-old series that they play in the early morning on A&E. And they have the PPA. You know what the PPA is?
I don't.
The Philadelphia Parking Authority.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't go well.
People completely lose their minds.
It sounds like a lot of drama.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It is absolutely hysterical. So when you're up there, tell Steve and Sherry we said hi.
I will.
They're my favorites.
Steve and Sherry.
Garfield.
Garfield. Garfield's good.
They're part of the booting authority at the parking authority.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you're heading out to Chicago, you said?
No, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia first, then Chicago.
I'm heading to Sugarland after this, and I think Don is too.
Yeah.
Going to Friendswood after you flying out to Friendswood?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, you're going
I need to have at least a couple of more screwdrivers.
Some of us haven't had any.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
That's the world's smallest
same
violin.
Same thing that's playing about you. Never mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was
a
pleasure. We're going to come down there and harass you after we get all cleaned up.
I will be there. We'll look forward to it.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. I know that there's.
Did she sign the pup? The cup?
Did she sign the
mug?
Yes. Oh, she did. I'm going to make sure that she signs the cup. Need you to need me, and I'm thinking maybe perhaps that you could do. Did we do events? I don't think we did events.
We did events.
We did.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, Mr. STM here.
Did and we get this
not
week
stand
in
the man.
In?
What?
Did we get this week in history in?
Yes. Oh, good. So I'm not by myself. What we forgot? Are you
no,
with
no,
me?
No, no, no.
Yep.
Do you have anything else you need to do?
Nope. I'm good.
You sure?
Got everything done I needed to do. Check my list.
Aren't you glad that we're all here today?
Yeah,
you had a good time?
Check it twice. I like coming to this show.
Going
to
find out who's naughty and nice.
Yeah, I do too. And I especially like coming to the preview party, which I was not able to do this year.
It was fun.
Thanks for rubbing it in. All right. Got some things that I wanted to get in before the end of the show. You know, Hemmings Marketplace, they send me a little thing that says, sold cars roundup. And this is on the Hemmings website. So you go on there and, you know, they got cars for sale. And it's kind of a bid kind of thing. Make an offer, submit a vehicle or auction. So these are cars that sold. Jeff, you're the first one up. You're the first one up on this. So on Hemmings this week, a really good-looking car, actually, a 1978 Cadillac Eldorado, 78 Eldorado, sold for $10,500.
I have actually driven one of those. I worked at a Cadillac dealership in 1977.
Sir,
and awesome.
Now that is a car.
Yep.
That's a car. That's for you, 10 grand,
it's a
you're in.
I'm in. I'll take
now,
two.
Now, on another note, we have another Cadillac, the 1993 Cadillac Alante.
Been there, done that.
Have you?
Went to engineering on it, and when they told us that because that was the car that was actually built in Italy and then shipped over on specially built 747s into Hamtramck, well, into Detroit, and then finished in Detroit.
Well, Hamtramck wasn't an assembly. It was.
It was to get around the airport.
Well, actually, they were done
at Wichita. What was the downside of that car? Was it the engine?
Originally, the engine, because it came originally with the HT 4100, 4500.
It was a lot of quality issues.
And then the final year, it came with the North Star, which was actually a pretty decent
year. I was
going
to say that. I love
that. But I remember the Italian engineers telling us, it's not a water leak unless the passenger is physically wet. And I looked at him and I said, you're not serious. He goes, we don't consider it a water leak unless the passenger is physically wet.
Well, no wonder it didn't survive.
Yeah.
When it first came out, they came out with a guarantee of value that it would retain the same value percentage as a Mercedes SL.
Not.
Well, that was the guarantee.
Yeah. Well, that was before being recalled.
So the sold price on this 1993 Cadillac Elante was $9,400.
Nanner, nanner. My beat yours.
And 93 should have been the year with the North Star.
Another one, 1970 Chevrolet Chevelle. Now, it looks as though it's got SS badging on it. Whether it's a real SS, I don't know. But it's
clone.
$65,100. It was probably a clone. A 1960 Austin Healey Bug-Eyed Sprite. $23,100.
Those are cool.
Yeah. As long as these cars are quality cars and not rusted out.
Twisted frames, all right. That, yeah.
67 Chevy Camaro. I don't know. I can't really tell.
That's for you.
That's a $30,000.
That's your style there.
I have more. 70 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a boat that is.
Is it a hard convertible top?
No. It's a soft top.
Sold price? $12,595.
It's probably beat up.
Probably. That'd be my guess. And for, since we're right across the way from the Jeep people, 2004 Jeep Wrangler. Are you sitting down?
Are you listening?
$22,000.
Oh, wow. For a 20-year-old
talk about some serious resale.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, that's awful.
It's only driven on Sundays at the Automotive Show.
David, this is for you. The 1986 Ford F-150 beige with wood panel siding. And it is got a camper on the back.
Why does he get all the cool ones?
It's sold for $7,250.
Oh, man.
It's a Woody. It's a faux Woody is what that is. But at any rate.
Faux Woody?
Yes. Faux-ty. That. So I just wanted to run that by you and let you know about that.
Did you see any of the prices at Mecum last
week,
no. And some of the prices. Barrett's
going on right now.
Jackson right now.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Crazy prices. Yeah. Absolutely crazy prices.
So what's going on with
that?
Why are they doing that?
I'm not real sure. I think there's a lot of money laundering going on the way these cars are priced.
Okay, so
that for years.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. But, I mean, there's also some. It's kind of like day trading stocks. If you can buy it, for example, here in Houston for $40,000 and then take it to Kissimmee 6 months later and sell it for $45,000 and you're writing off all your expenses for your taxes. I mean that's just quick, easy money like day traders used to do.
One last news story before we wrap things up. Feldman Chevrolet in suburban Detroit faces allegations that management failed to act on a former Business Development Center employee's complaint. A lawsuit by a male ex-employee at a suburban Detroit dealership's Business Development Center alleges that his female supervisors engaged in gender-based harassment, threats, and insults. The suit alleges that he was harassed, threatened, and belittled by multiple women in supervisory roles.
Sounds like a personal problem.
His department heads among them. For example, one supervisor allegedly prohibited him from contacting new leads for days, which resulted in his losing out on hundreds of dollars each day. It said that Catrill, man's name, complained to no avail to his department head's male supervisor, who allegedly told him, "You're a guy. You should have thicker skin and should not be bullied by girls."
And he's probably going to go to work for
Complaints
Carvana.
To the store's male general manager also proved unproductive, and the suit claimed. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dude, find another job, okay?
Grow a pair.
Oh, I just had to do it. We'll be back here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show right after this.
Some things just belong together. Chips and queso. Beer and barbecue, and the Auto Show and Boat Show, January 25th to 29th at NRG Center. One ticket, two great shows. Climb Jeep Mountain, board your dream boat, get the kids hooked on fishing at the Trout Pond, and join Evolve on an EV test drive, including the Ford Lightning. See all the latest models at the Houston Automotive Show, January 25th to 29th. Beat the line and buy online at AutoBotiveShow.com.
Tailpipes and Tacos, Houston's premier car cruise and return, Saturday, April 15th to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. Bring your Hot Rod, Classic, Restomod, or any other vehicle you'd like to show and compete for one of three highly coveted Chili Pepper trophies. This April 15th kickoff event is one you'll want to put on your calendar because 100% of the money you donate for the free tacos will be given to God's Garage. You heard right, free tacos. Whatever you decide to give, all of it will be given to God's Garage and matched by Loopy Tortilla. God's Garage gifts vehicles to single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military in the greater Houston area. In fact, the garage will gift a vehicle to a mom in need at this special event. Be sure to attend the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday, April 15th, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Free breakfast tacos for any donation to God's Garage. It'll make your heart and your belly feel good. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family. Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's special edition of the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. When you're online, check out our Facebook page, give us a like, tell your friends about us, and share our junk if you would, please. You'll get Conrad's Unicorn Hunting features along with all things automotive all week long, including new car reviews, upcoming events, cruise-ins, racing events, and other informative and entertaining goodies. You can find the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show 24/7 on the iHeartRadio app. Be sure and catch the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show on our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, at InWheelTime.com every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central Time. 30-minute podcasts are available from over a dozen of the most popular podcast providers. I said that.
Yeah, you did.
And the In Wheel Time chief engineer is David Ainsley. Our marketing advertising manager and video technical director is We Need More, Jeff Zekin.
Yep.
The booking agent and podcast fondler, Mike Mars, and Mr. Know-It-All, His Royalty, King Conrad DeLong. I'm Don Armstrong. Thank you for being with us today. Be sure and join us again for the next live three-hour In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, Saturday, February 4th already.
Wow.
8 to 11 Central Time on all of our In Wheel Time Car Talk outlets.
We need to drink more often.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And let's visit again next week. So long for now.
Hey, thanks for checking us out. Don Armstrong saying be sure and join us live every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time on YouTube, Facebook, and InWheelTime.com. Our podcasts are also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Podcast, TuneIn, Google Podcast, and Podcast Addict. We'll see you next time.